Sam Hyland's with us to talk about the latest on the tracks. How are you, Sammy?
Good, thanks, Nads. Yep, inner track today, which is my favourite track at Ballarat. Inner track, we're on a good four, Penno 6.08, rails out 11 metres from the 600 to the wing post and 54 mils of irrigation. So this track, you know, the Ballarat, both tracks have had a bit of racing in recent times, and you can just see a little bit of marking across, but consistent ground across, so just minor marking. They might get a few away from the fence as they get into the night tonight, but it's been juiced right up because, obviously, we've got a late start, being a twilight meeting, and there was definitely plenty of give in the ground this morning. I mean, it walked closer to a soft five this morning, but it'll 28 degrees at Ballarat. It'll make good improvement, be nice, good for tonight's races, and should be a good night's racing.
Good to hear. Thanks for that, Sam.
Thanks, Nath.
There's Sam Hyland and his report on the track for this program tonight at Ballarat, which kicks off later, of course, virtually in the twilight period. Let's go through the preview of the meeting, and Dean Lester's now with us. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Nards.
Oh, we're heading off to Ballarat. It virtually is a night meeting, isn't it?
It certainly is. These twilights, I think they've been pretty successful. We've had them at Sandown and Caulfield and at the Provincials, and this is a good competitive program. Hopefully a little bit of value later in the program.
Let's see if there's been much action on the betting front early. Trent Langscar from the Tab is with us. How are things, Trent?
Good morning to you, Nadia and Dean. And with this program, Nadia, there are a handful of races which have had some degree of interest, but there are some others that the punters are scratching their head at the moment. They're not too sure what to make of it, and that can be exemplified by the first, where we've got $5 equal favourites.
Exactly. Well, let's have a look at that race. It is a two-year-old fillies event over 1,100. You can take out number four, and as you said, you've got two equal favourites here at $5, Trent.
There isn't too much happening in the first here, Nadia, for the two-year-old fillies. You've got Amber Treaty and Ray's Dream. They're sharing favouritism at $5. There hasn't been too much movement with them. Of Importance has eased slightly this morning from 5 to 5.50. Star Order 7. Fiera Vista at 7.50. You've got Special Design and a Typhoomerang at $8. And then Lyset 9 and Nasuna Vedusia, the outsider, at 15. So they're all given some sort of a chance in the first, and there's no positive lead to go off here.
Look, I know it's always hard to do a map, but you've seen some of these trial with a couple that have raced as well, Dean. Like, who's shown some type of speed?
Yeah, no, I've seen them all. The one that's probably the interesting one on the map is Star Order. Now, this filly showed terrific speed in a jump out leading into that first start at Moonee Valley and was probably expected to nearly lead at the Valley, got very fired up pre-race, and bombed the start hopelessly. Now, she's on her home track here, so if she's a bit more relaxed and drawn 8 of 9, just walks into the gates and jumps, she could well show the speed we've seen at the trials. Ray's Dream, I thought, would be quite prominent. They looked pretty sharp at a recent Cranbourne official trial. They're the two I'm thinking most likely, and maybe Fiera Vista from Barrier 1 will use that gate to advantage.
Okay, what do you like?
Yeah, tricky race. I'm going with 8 Special Design, who comes through one of the better two-year-old races, especially the early season, behind Nomathage, and was beaten about 5 lengths there, never really got into the race, but certainly wasn't disgraced, has had 2 recent a jump out and a trial, and typical of the Patrick Payne horses, just bowled along out the back. So very interesting runner to me is number 8 Special Design. 7 Ray's Dream, as I mentioned, looked really good at the trials of late, and has got good tactical speed and knows how to roll along, should run well. 9 Star Order, as I said, if it improves the manners at the gates, it certainly didn't disgrace itself after that bad start on debut. It's only beaten 5 lengths and sort of kept making ground, so it's got ability. And Lizette comes to a really good form race at Bendigo behind Casadiva, who was in the worst ground in Sydney on Saturday. But second out of that race was Aristocratic Miss, that ran fourth in the Diamond, and third was Crone, that won the Cinderella on Saturday in Adelaide. So it comes out of a very good form reference from a strong debut. So interesting race, but I'll put them in 8, 7, 9, 3.
So 8 from 7, 9 and 3 in race 1. We have a look at the second. This is a maiden plate over the 1,200, and he can take out number 9, Trent.
There has been a change of favouritism for the second here, Nadia. Cosmological was $3.70 this morning and now top billing at $2.80. Kev's Lad has also had admirers, was $3.90 this morning once all the scratchings came through for the meeting, now $3.10. honourable mention, who was the favourite at $3.50 this morning, has got out. He's now $3.80, but has even been a touch longer than that this morning. Voice Over at $4.80, and then at Rocket Card at the best of the others at $11. So change of favouritism for the second at Ballarat. Cosmological, $3.70 into $2.80. But there has been support for Kev's Lad on the second line now, $3.10.
And Dean, how do you see this being run?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Now, I think probably the likes of Cunning Moves and Voice Over barriers 2 and 4. The first starter, honourable mention from barrier 3. And it's just a matter of Jake Duffy wants to kick up from one on Cosmological, because I think it's got the tactical speed to use that draw, stepping out to 1,200 metres. So I would think it can be quite prominent at this sort of trip. But, yeah, it doesn't look a high-pressure race, and the inside draws probably hold the speed.
Are you with the favourite, or how do we rate this first starter? There's some different angles you could take.
Yeah, there are. I like the debut run of number 4, Kev's Lad, here at Ballarat recently. That was behind Real Martini, who then ran very well at Moonee Valley Friday night. And just the way I've described that speed map, I think it'd be parked right on the back of them here and was strong through the line on debut, where a few of these I don't think have shown a lot of strength at the end of their races, and that's what I liked about Kev's Lad's debut run that he did. Cosmological gets a cheap run from the draw, back from 58 grade to a maiden. Honourable mention, certainly tried well enough to be highly competitive, and the Henry Dwyer debutants always seem to race well and are very well educated for their first up showings. And that Voice Over, whose two runs in have been sound, limited horse but gets a pretty good run up on the speed. But I think 4 is the key runner here now. It's 4, 1, 3, 7.
So we go 4 from 1, 3, and 7 in race number 2. Kev's Lad currently at 3.10 with tab.com.au. We look at the third event. This is a 3-year-old race over 1,600 metres. Trent, the scratching is number 8.
Connery remains the favourite here, Nadia, but has been easy during the morning from $2.80 to now $3.10. The firmer has been Hands In, who's been as much as $4.20 into $3.70, so still on the second line of betting there. Hello Namina at $5, hasn't done that quote, and Sam Slick hasn't gone too far, currently at $6.50. The Wrinkler, just a slight tighten from 8 into 7, and then another hope is a Sentimentalist at the $8.50 mark. So there are a few hopes here in the third. Connery the favourite, but has eased from $2.80 to $3.10. The firmer has been Hand Seen at $4.20 into $3.70.
All right, so that's a look at the way that the betting looks. How does the speed look in this race, Dean?
I think the two that Trent's just mentioned there are probably the speed runners. Hands In didn't lead at Moonee Valley, but that was quite a busy race. Totally different scenario here, and drawn the outside, I think, and just come across Mark Zarek and just bring Hands In across at his leisure and probably lead Connery. And then the likes of Palonomina, Medicine Ball, Murphy's Luck, Sentimentalist probably settle behind them. But I do think the two most fancied runners are probably going to settle 1-2 here.
Okay. What do you like?
I like Connery. I thought he just got a little bit too far back first up, but out to 1,600 second up from a good draw, just fitter for that day at the races. He's yet to run a poor race, and today he might get that first win on the board to beat 7 Sentimentalist, who comes through the same race. Didn't have a lot of luck there and hasn't had a lot of luck this campaign. I think can run well here at a bit of a price. Hands In will make his own luck up on the speed and certainly has to be regarded. And Palonomina, improving for the Weir stable, might need this run and even further, but looks as though it'll be hitting the line and might be next best. 1, 7, 3, and 9.
So we go 1 from 7, 3, and 9, race 3. Race 4, Fillies and Mares 1,600 metre race. He can take out number 9.
For this race, Nadia, there hasn't been too many drastic changes. You've got Sabreeze, who's marginally tightened in from 260 to 250 this morning as the favourite. Think Happy, a $3.30 second elect. Way of the Dream, just a marginal drift from $4.20 to $4.40. Jetta, a header at $7. That's the last of those in single figures, and then there's a big gap to a couple at $23. So according to the betting, there's 4 principal hopes. Zabreeze has just tightened as the favourite from $2.60 to $2.50, but you've also got Think Happy and Way of the Dream, who are given good hopes at $3.30 and $4.40 respectively.
And who would you expect to take up the running here, Dean?
Yeah, I think probably Way of the Dream uses barrier one to advantage here, Nards. The likes of think Cathy from a middle draw and Jeddah Ahedder from out wide. I think they're the three most likely to go forward, and then you can make a case for many others just behind them, but I think they're the three most likely to go forward, and the speed should be okay.
Okay, so an okay tempo. What have you ranked as the most likely winner here?
Yeah, well, I like when the speed element of the race are probably the horses with the best form as well, and think Cathy, I think, is overdue for a win. Last two runs have been good, and she's well suited. The one that's probably going to come from back in the field a little bit is Zabreeze, but all three runs have been really solid. Scratch from yesterday in preference for this maiden and looks a good winning chance. Joie de Dream, yet to run a poor race, but just doesn't have that real knockout punch at the end of a race, but he's going to make her own luck near the speed somewhere. And Jeddah Ahedder, I reckon 1600 absolutely finds her out, but she's talented enough that she keeps getting in the money and, again, will be somewhere in the finish. 11, 12, 7 and 6.
So we go 11 from 12, 7 and 6 in race number 4. That takes us halfway through the program at Ballarat. So you're tuned to our midweek panel having a look at the meeting at Ballarat with Dean Lester and also the Tabs Trent Lang Scalas. 29 past 10.
You're listening to Winners with Nadia Horn on RSN 927.
And welcome back to Winners as we're into the panel halfway through and looking at the quaddie legs now for Ballarat. Race 5 being the first of those. And in the first leg here, Trent, you can take out number 8.
Nadia, for the first leg of the quaddie, Falling Waters is the favourite. Was $3 this morning and did get out to as much as $3.30, but has just come back in to $3.10. You've got Hope You Don't Mind, who's been ranging around the $5 to $5.50 mark and presently at $5.50. Vintage Quartz is the same, $5.50 at present. Powerful Story also at the $5.50. Bavonsky, there has been some specking at a price, 10 into a short of 6, just $7 at the moment. And Sea of Stars, the best of the others at $9.50. So for the fifth there, Falling Waters, a $3.10 favourite, but just noting, Nadia, there has been specking at a price for Bavonsky, who's now a $7 chance.
So that's the market moves. What about the pace scenario here, Dane?
No, I think the speed, well, it's pretty keen. The likes of Falling Waters, Gambler's Girl, Vintage Course, Favonsky and Anova Bell won't be that far away. But ultimately, I think Falling Waters is the speediest of that group and probably holds the front from barrier 3.
Okay. Well, what do you like?
I'm leaning her way. I thought that she had the little freshen up, jump out recently at Flemington and should be right to go. And she's a really consistent sort of filly in this distance range. 1,100 is probably about as far as she wants, but she's got a good chance. The query runner in the race is Powerful Story, who hasn't raced for nearly a year. See, she was just retired and then she's been brought back into work. And her two recent jump out and trial would suggest that she hasn't lost any of her ability, and I think the speed of this race might really help her just blend into the race. Hope You Don't Mind has probably come back in career best form, as a lot of the John McArdle horses are at present. They're flying along and that will be very competitive again, and Vintage Quartz, who resumes off a spell, another one that's trialled up quite nicely, should get a cheap run from the draw, but quite a competitive race. Nards, 7913.
7 from 9, 1 and 3, race 5. We look at race 6. This is a benchmark 64 over 1,400. Take out runners 3, 4 and also 8, Trent.
Nadia, this is the best supported runner for the Twilight meeting at Ballarat in Arthurpool, who was $3.20 when we went back up this morning and is now right into a $2.20 favourite. So Cedar Grand has had to ease from a $3.30 mark to $4. So it was pretty close this morning between Arthurpool and Cedar Grand for favouritism, but Arthurpool's been $3.20 to $2.20, whereas Cedar Grand's been $3.30 to $4. Along came Jones, $5.50 chance. You've got Soju Warrior at $6, and then Aurora Rising, $6.50. Well, the other galloper in the race is Mel Sun at $11. So a small field, but the punters have come for Arthurpool, 3.20 into now, 2.20.
Okay, it's a pretty good go for the last winner ahead of these map, Dean.
Yeah, I think it's the speed involved here, Nards, because of the scratchings. He's the leader. I would think Parzival pretty comfortably. I'm expecting Soju Warrior to probably sit up outside him, and they should settle 1-2. I would have thought Mel San, along came Jones, were the next pair, and Aurora Rising, Cedar Grand, the third pair in the field of 6.
Do you think this market moves warranted?
Look, I think he's a great winning chance, but I also think Soju Warrior's come back quite well. He had a pretty wide run first up, and that was a forgive run around Colac, and then thought the second up run was quite sound, and drops a bit in grade here, gets Jordan Child's aboard and probably just sits outside Parsifal and might be able to worry him out of it. I don't think there'd be a lot between them. I certainly think they're both great winning chances, and certainly Soju Warrior is the better price of the two. One from six. Two Along Came Jones is having a really good preparation. Two wins, two placings from his last four. And just steps up a little bit further in distance, which isn't a problem because he has won at the trip previously. And Cedar Grande, I was surprised she was so short in the market because I think she's a better mare over slightly further. First run for Aaron Purcell, and they did scratch the stablemate Ruby C. So she's an interesting runner and being so tight in the market. 1, 6, 2, and 5.
One from 6, 2, 5 in race 6. Race 7 over 1,600. Takeouts number 11. What's happening here with the betting, Trent?
Nadia, we have Our Peggy Blinders, who has been supported this morning from $2.90 into now $2.40. So Call Me Handsome has eased as the second elect from $3.10 to $3.90. Sahul has also got out in the betting, $4.40 to $5. Now, Ella Love has been one that has been back at a price. So if there is going to be a chance of an upset in the seventh, it could be from Ella Love, who's been 12 into $6.50. Harpalenko at $10. Given some sort of a chance, and then it's 23 or better the remainder there. So Our Peaky Blinders has been the biggest shortener for race 7, 290 into 240.
So that's a look at the betting moves. Where does the speed come from in this race, Dean?
I think it's probably a group of three from barriers 4, 5 and 6 in Call Me Handsome, Allo Love and Kapalenko that are principally the speed. Golden Oldies is second up, and he always shows speed, doesn't matter what distance. So he'll go forward from barrier 12. I think Sahul comes across with him from 11, and there's nearly half the field here that are sort of either stayers or jumpers getting ready for further distance. So they're going to get a long way back. So it's a pretty clear-cut map that there's probably a group of four, perhaps five, going forward.
What do you like?
I'm going for a bit of value with the Kapalenko and Allo Love form line here. I thought Kapalenko was good winning last start. I think he'll be right there in the firing line. He'll be strong at 1,600 metres and has a very good chance. It's a good competitive race. Allo Love, as I said, comes through the same form line and ran well. Linda Meach takes over here and will be right on the speed. Sahul, he was three wide in the small field. I don't think he paid a great penalty for that because they didn't go over hard, and he battled on quite well. He's having a good preparation, and next best 10-hour Peaky Blinders, who's a good winning chance. I think he's well enough found in the market, hit the line well last start, but certainly Call Me Handsome's the other one that'll be going in the quaddie. It's quite a competitive affair, but I thought 13 was just a touch over the odds. 13, 16, 8 and 10.
13, 16, 8 and 10 as we have a look at the final event, race 8. This is over 1,200 to 64, and you can take out number one.
Star Search has tightened as the favourite this morning, Nadia, from 280 into 250. You've got Born the Fight, who has been 330 or 340 and presently 330. They are the dominant two in the last of eight. Then you've got the gap to Thundercloud at 9, Moosai at 950, and then Arcturos heads the rest at $12. So it appears to be a racing two according to the betting. Star Search has tightened as the favourite to 250, and Born the Fight not far behind at 330.
Okay, so that's a look at the market. Who goes forward, Dean?
Yeah, I think for a 1,200-metre race, Nards, there's not a huge amount of high pressure up the top. Maybe Moosai might be the leader, but wouldn't be surprised, even though it's short of his best distance, if Arcturos used a good gate here and Born to Fight well in the betting from a middle drawer, I would expect him to be in the first three.
Okay, what will we come home with here?
I'm going to go with Born to Fight. I think he showed promise in the spring, winning his maiden at Wangaratta and that third to Octobello at Flemington. That's a really strong form reference. There was terrific form come out of that race. And then he failed over 1,600 at the Caulfield Carnival, but resumes here off the back of a good jump out. I'm with 8 to beat 9, Star Search. I thought he ran well at Caulfield behind Serious Suspect, and I like that form. They're riding him a bit quieter, this preparation, Star Search, and he's really hitting the line well. 11, Quietly Angry, is a likely race filly of promise. She won that very controversial protest at Yarra Valley two starts back, but that doesn't diminish from her ability. She's a good talent, as she's shown in all three runs to date. And with the claim here for Lewis German, she gets right away from this field with 53.5 and maybe 6, Arcturos, who will be better over further, but definitely displayed ability last preparation. 8, 9, 11 and 6.
So we go 8 from 9, 11 and 6. Okay, Dean, what's your best roughy quaddy and your play of the day or night, however you want to describe it?
In the twilight, Nads. Yes. Race 2, number 4, Kev's Lads, my best. The values, race 7, number 13, Kapalenko. For the quaddie, first leg 1, 3, 7, 9, 10. Second leg 1, 2, 5, 6. Third leg 5, 8, 10, 13, 16. Come home on 8, 9 and 11. My play of the day will be the early quaddie. First leg I'd be loading up with the 2-year-olds. It'd be numbers 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9 into 4 only, into 1, 3, 7, into 3, 6, 7, 11 and 12.
Wonderful, Dean. Good luck with it. Thank you.
Terrific. Thanks, Nath.